بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الخامس عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is the fifth hadith in this chapter, that is on truthfulness, that a person must be sincere, he must be devoted, he must be truthful. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates this hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, غَزَى نَبِيٌّ مِّنَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. A Nabi of the Anbiya of the before, times of before had made jihad, went out in jihad in battle, and this was Yusha bin Nun alayhi salatu wa salam, a Nabi. When he went out, فَقَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ, one of the instructions he gave to the people who were joining him in that jihad expedition, he said, لَا يَتْبَعَنِّي رَجُلٌ مَلَكَ بُضْعَ إِمْرَأَةٍ وَهُوَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَبْنِي بِهَا وَلَمَّا يَبْنِي بِهَا. That person should not join me in this jihad expedition who has got married and as yet has not consummated his marriage. That is, because his mind will be in his wife all the time. He has married, and every person has got expectations, aspirations when he marries. So his mind will be drifted, it won't be focused fully on jihad. His mind will be in his wife, etc. وَلَا أَحَدٌ بَنَى بُيُوتًا لَمْ يَرْفَعَ سُقُفَهَا. And neither should such a person join me who is building a house and he hasn't still put the roof on the house. That is, his mind is in the building of his house. He's busy building a house and his mind is there. What is required here, what is meant, that truthfulness, that exclusiveness, that complete devotion, that is what is required, and especially in this jihad and in all other missions. When we have got diverse agendas, diverse thoughts, then we cannot focus properly. And for deen, whether it is for namaz or any aspect, a student who is learning deen, until he is not fully focused, he does not get the benefit of it. When his mind is diverted in diverse things, all different things. وَلَا أَحَدٌ إِشْتَرَى غَنَمًا أَوْ خَلِفَاتٍ وَهُوَ يَنْتَظِرُ أَوْلَادَهَا. And neither should that person join me who has bought sheep or who has bought camels, pregnant sheep, pregnant camels, and he's waiting for them to give birth. That we can understand, that person will understand who is a farmer, who is in that field, how eagerly he's waiting for his sheep, his camels, whatever, cows, that they must give birth. All the time his mind is in those things. The crux of all this is that a person should not, that this Nabi, Hazrat Yusha bin Nun, wanted everyone that was in his jamaat of jihad, that they must be focused fully on their jihad. Their mind must not be diverted in anything else. And that is really what is required. Consequently, we find a masala also, that if we are performing namaz and we have got an urgent need to go to the toilet, we are holding it back, then that is also makruh. Because then a person's mind is all the time in controlling his urine, his wind, or whatever it is. His mind won't be in his namaz. Similarly, if a person is extremely hungry and he makes namaz also, his mind will be in his food all the time. He will be just thinking. For such a person, he should eat reasonably so that he can focus. The crux of all this is, and the hadith carries on, a little lengthy hadith and great lessons for us to learn, that the matters of deen need complete devotion. Today we are not engaged in so much of deeni matters, we do them by the way. But really deen is the real object in our lives and it needs our full attention and full devotion. then we can get the benefit of deen. Otherwise, just by the way we are doing matters of deen, and then we are expecting the fruit of deen. And the benefits of deen, it is difficult. If a person does business also just by the way, just haphazardly, and just runs quickly, just does a little this and a little bit of that, he won't get the fruit of business. Anything else also. So our deen, we're just rushing for namaz, our minds are not at all in namaz, and we are back again to our work, we are back home again. Whatever we are doing, just doing it quickly, quickly about our deen. How many of us, our wuzu also, just slapdash wuzu. Our istinja also, just sprinkling some water and we feel we have made istinja. So deen is a thing, the most important thing. Everything else is besides deen is secondary, is not that important. Deen is the most important, and all of us will definitely realize it in the eternal, everlasting life of the akhirah. Fortunate for us who realize it in this world, and we give deen its proper priority. We come for namaz, anything, our full attention in namaz. Not that I just go quickly make namaz, I'm coming back just now. Keep my tea ready, keep the food ready, I'm coming back just now. That type of namaz is not going to yield what we were expecting. And then we wonder that deen is spoken of, that it sorts out all our problems. But not our type of deen, that actual deen. So let us benefit from all these lessons, and let the true deen come into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana. Subhanallah.